You're listening to Vatican Radio. A giant painted Salvadoran cross will be blessed in London's Southwark Cathedral on Thursday at an ecumenical service in honour of the assassinated Archbishop of San Salvador, Oscar Romero. Commissioned by the Archbishop Romero Trust, especially for St George's Cathedral, the cross contains a fragment of the alb that Romero was wearing on the day of his assassination. It will stand alongside a bust of the Salvadoran Archbishop, who was gunned down while celebrating Mass on March the 24th, 1980.
Because Romero was a friend of mine, and I've tried very hard to keep his memory alive, to spread the good news of what he was saying, and I think it's very timely in terms of the progress now being made with the cause in Rome.
Julian Filikowski is chair of the Archbishop Romero Trust and former director of the Catholic Aid and Development Agency, CAFOD. He spoke to me about the importance of this Romero memorial and his hopes for a speedy beatification of the martyred Salvadoran Archbishop.
Well, the Romero Trust had been given a precious fragment of the bloodstained alb of Archbishop Romero that he was wearing at the time of his assassination, and in a little reliquary. And the Trust offered this, together with a skullcap of Archbishop Romero, which the Trust also had been given. It really is in thanksgiving from the church in San Salvador for the work we'd done over many years in renovating Romero's little house and in conserving and preserving his belongings, and particularly the clothing he was wearing at the time of his killing. So when we had this, we wanted it to be in a place where people could come and it would be a focus for prayer and a focus for those concerned for justice in our world, for an option for the poor in the lines of Archbishop Romero. So St. George's Cathedral in Southwark accepted the offer and said they didn't want to tuck it away in a little corner with a prie-dieu in front of it, but rather to have it as something that will be a point to honour Archbishop Romero and a focus for prayer. So they suggested we thought of a Salvadoran cross in which the piece of the alb could be placed. Anyway, it's a long story, but we commissioned the renowned Salvadoran artist Fernando Yort to build for us, to design for us, a cross 4 meters high, three-dimensional, within which would be placed the skullcap and the piece of alb.
Now, for those who aren't that familiar with the typical Salvadoran cross, can you just describe it to us?
Well, this cross is a kind of genre of beautiful colour, which has become the kind of classic mark of Salvadoran artwork, paintwork from the village of La Palma. They're just beautifully brilliant, joyful crosses, which usually are the risen Christ. Fernando Yort was the originator of this genre back in the 1960s or 70s, and it's become a nationally recognized form of art. He designed this one with the two faces of the cross. One is the west face in the cathedral with the cross of resurrection, where you'll see the risen Christ. On the arms of the cross are olive branches and symbols, sun-like Owen, Romero's initials, and below it is Romero. On the east face, it's the cross of ministry. And on that side, we have the Last Supper across the horizontal arms. And down below is the feeding of the 5,000, which shows five people representing those. And one looks like a bishop, which has a very special significance for us.
It's dedicated also, isn't it, to the memory of Bishop Michael Evans, the Bishop of East Anglia there in the UK.
That's exactly right. It's to honour Archbishop Romero, who is on the road to sainthood as servant of God Romero. There's great affection and admiration for here. But it's also dedicated to the memory of Bishop Michael Evans, who was himself a great Romero fan, if that's the right word. He had Romero as a model for his own episcopal ministry in the Diocese of East Anglia, and he was a founder trustee of our Romero Trust, so it seemed really right in every way that this should be also dedicated to his memory. And he was the first person to make a donation towards the commissioning and building of the cross.
How important a figure would you say Romero is for people in Britain today?
I think he's increasingly important when people are looking at icons or figures who are credible witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ today. The thing with Romero was that he not only expressed his faith, he spoke his faith, he lived his faith. as people say, he talked the talk and he walked the walk. His commitment to the poor took him to his death. And that's something which people admire so much. There was no spin about the man. He was very much a man of great authenticity, a clear, simple man who followed Jesus Christ loyally. Without being naive, without being simplistic in what he did, he was a very great man. And he's recognized particularly in London because the Anglican Communion also have a special affection for him, with a statue over Westminster Abbey here. And here we are in St. George's Cathedral. It's less than half a mile away. We'll hopefully have this Romero space, which will become a focus for prayer and eventually for other services, as and when Archbishop Romero's cause is finally recognized, which, from what I understand, the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith has now said that they've given a nihil obstat for the process to go forward, and we are all hoping and praying for a speedy declaration of martyrdom and beatification.
You're having an ecumenical prayer service there, aren't you, for the blessing and dedication of this cross. Tell us a little bit about that too.
Yes, we wanted to make it ecumenical precisely because in many ways Romero is a focus of unity between the Anglican Communion and the Catholic Church. So the Dean of Westminster Abbey will be reading the Gospel, and we want to reflect on Romero's words, we want to reflect on the cross, and Monsignor Riccardo Oriosti, who was Archbishop Romero's secretary and vicar general, is travelling over from San Salvador at the venerable age of 88 years, and he will give the homily. And we hope that it will be a service which will be a very inclusive service, around which people can focus their energies and give them a spiritual uplift, which I think Romero does.
Finally, Julian, for you personally, what does this mean? Because you have been such a dedicated follower, haven't you, of Romero?
For me, because Romero was a friend of mine, and I've tried very hard to keep his memory alive, to spread the good news of what he was saying, that he was an excellent and wonderful follower of Jesus Christ for our age, that this has been embraced by the church in Southwark, and this wonderful design of the space that Jonathan Louth, the architect, came up with, is something which I think is a great step. And I think it's very timely in terms of the progress now being made with the cause in Rome. The Holy Father was presented with a similar piece of the precious alb by the president of El Salvador a month or two back. And it's good now that this one is going to be recognized and blessed here in London.
My thanks there to Julian Filakowski, chair of the Archbishop Romero Trust and former director of the Catholic Aid and Development Agency, CAFOD.